In April 1906, a little mission on Azusa Street in downtown Los Angeles launched an international religious movement. A century later, about 30,000 Pentecostal and charismatic Christians converged on the Los Angeles Convention Center to celebrate their beginning. From member station KPCC, Rachel Miro reports.
LA's Convention Center was a church this week. People from all over the world came with leather-bound Bibles in hand to hear a long roster of famous preachers pay tribute to a tiny church that once stood on Azusa Street, not far from here. Bishop Charles Blake heads the West Angeles Church of God in Christ, a direct descendant of the early Pentecostals.
This is one of the most significant gatherings in the history of the Pentecostal and charismatic movement. Aren't you glad to be a part of it? Aren't you glad to be involved in it?
In the big hall while Blake preached, people swayed back and forth, their hands waving in the air. The hallmarks of the Pentecostal movement are faith healing, prophecy, and here, as Bishop Blake demonstrates, speaking in tongues.
Praise it!
It all began with a 35-year-old black man named William Seymour, who arrived in L.A. in 1906. On fire with a new faith he picked up in the Midwest, his fevered preaching quickly scandalized the people who invited him to town, as well as the press. But his message attracted others, rich and poor, men and women, blacks, whites, and Latinos. Such a mixed congregation was unheard of at that time. Within 3 months, what started as a series of prayer meetings in a private home launched a church in downtown L.A. 103-year-old Otis Clark of Tulsa, Oklahoma, wasn't there himself, but he heard stories about that time from fellow converts who were.
So they had a big time in them days. But we only know, oh, this meeting here now is just supposed to kind of bring us back to some of the memories that we had in the early days.
It was a small squat mission with sawdust on the floor. Stacked wooden shoe crates served as the pulpit. But the timing couldn't have been more prophetic, says religious historian Gaston Espinoza of Claremont McKenna College. Opening day was April 14th. 1906.
They prayed for a revival that would shake the city of Los Angeles and the nation. They got more than they bargained for when on April 18th, what happened? The San Francisco earthquake took place and aftershocks rolled through Los Angeles, shaking the dust off the rafters.
When news spread of the prophecy, there wasn't enough room to hold everyone who wanted to come. Services ran morning, noon, and night, 7 days a week for the next 3 years. A century later, there are still 500 million Pentecostal and charismatic Christians, and the movement is still growing, especially in Africa and Latin America. In the lobby of the convention center this week, there were Koreans in Brooks Brothers suits, Africans in tribal dress, and countless North Americans in jeans and T-shirts, including Steve and Darla Edlund, senior pastors of the Faith Temple in Rochester, New York. What do they think Seymour's strongest legacy was? His multicultural populism.
That is something that has turned this country and the world upside down. And that's what our church is, fully interracial, fully Pentecostal. And I believe that's the way heaven likes to see it.
And the fact that he was so globally minded. I mean, like we learned today, that there was 50 countries around the world that were impacted from it.
What, 27,000 denominations now have come out of one man.
I didn't even know that.
Powerful.
Awesome.
Ironically, William Seymour lost hold of the Pentecostal movement just as it started to explode. His egalitarianism made him an easy target for rival preachers of that day. It would take a few more decades for the Christian world to catch up with the totality of Seymour's early vision. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.